Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet.
Where people talk about having your own business and the benefits of that, they talk about how you get more freedom. You get to control what you do with your time and when. You get to work flexibly. You decide your working hours. You decide where to work, when to work. You are now responsible for your entire future, and you don't have this shackling 9-to-5. You get to skip the morning commute. You don't have someone telling you what to do all the time. And these are fantastic benefits of working for yourself. However, one thing that they don't really mention is that it can be lonely. If you're used to working the 9-to-5 in an office-based environment or working from home but with a team remotely, then taking all that away and going on your own, suddenly you find yourself with no one to talk to. You find yourself wishing you had someone to bounce ideas off. You miss those colleagues. As batty as that 9-to-5 may have driven you, you miss the human interaction. Now, this doesn't apply to all single business owners. Some people have a great support system, but you can have a great circle of family and friends. However, if they're working 9-to-5s, if they are full-time stay-at-home parents, if they live a bit of a distance away, it can still feel very lonely. Having your own business has huge benefits. There's no doubt about that. But there are definitely some downsides. And not having someone working side by side with you who you can bounce ideas off, who you can just have a quick chat to over a coffee break, that can be a very tough transition. Getting used to that. Getting used to that you are going to have to make much more effort than you used to in order to go and have, find people you can have those chats with. There is definitely a transition period going from working with others to working alone. Going from having people who understand what you do for a living to people who don't. Because when you are running your own business, you may be the only person in your friend and family group that does that. And many won't understand. They may generally worry about you, how you're going to pay the bills, because after all, it's just crochet. No one's going to pay for that. How many times have you heard that? I've heard it plenty. And that is not something you should listen to. Absolutely not. They say it out of concern, and they say it because they would never buy it. So they don't understand because they're not your customer. Now, you probably will have, I very much hope you will have, friends and family who will be cheering you on. That doesn't mean that they don't secretly have these concerns as well, which may slip through once in a while. And that's not a you problem, it's a them problem. You know, crochet can absolutely earn you a living, there is no doubt about that, but not everyone understands it. And knowing that your friends and family have these opinions can feel very isolating, and that you can no longer speak to them about your business. So that adds to isolation. Adding to it are those who no longer value your time. So suddenly, if you're working from home all day, you know, not doing the traditional 9-to-5, people will have also heard the benefits of having your own crochet business. Work when you want, how you want, work fewer hours, and they will not necessarily value your time. They will think that because you are now having your own business and home all the time, that you can just pop out for lunch whenever you want. You can just go out for an afternoon with the girls whenever you want. They don't necessarily understand that, especially at the beginning, there's an awful lot of work to be done. And you want to get stuck in, and you'll find you have these pressures on your time because others do not understand that you do actually have to sit down and do the work. And that can feel even more isolating. So there's all these factors coming in to add to this feeling of loneliness. Now, if you're listening to this and you haven't yet taken the step to have your business full time or haven't started it, you're not going to have all of these pressures on you. Likely it's only one or two, but this loneliness factor does exist in some form. So right now I'm recording this, sat at home. My house is empty apart from my two dogs. And I've had an empty house the last 24 hours. And do I wish I'd gotten out the house a little bit? Yes. Was I in the mood to? No. The weather's awful outside. It's cold. It's miserable. It's raining. There's construction going on at the motorway near me, so all the roads are backed up everywhere. So even if I had gone out, I'd have been stuck in traffic for ages. So I decided to stay home and work. And right now, yes, I wish there was someone I could talk to in person. I have to go and make that effort to do that. My little boy will be home later, so the quietness will disappear soon. But if it wasn't for that, I would have to make some effort to go and make contact with friends, to make contact with family. It is important to get out, and if you are unfortunately more alone, you don't have a big circle of friends, you don't have a big family, you do need to find a way to interact with others. The loneliness feeling can impact your business because it does make you feel very down, it does lower your mood. And interaction with others is important. It helps. It helps in so many ways for your mental health. To connect with others. And in this online world, that it's getting more difficult to do that in person. So sometimes joining online communities is the answer. Connecting with others over Zoom and getting into groups that meet up online, that is also an option. This is where having crochet classes comes in. I spoke in another podcast about how running crochet classes is in your local community is a great way of getting that time with others. Yes, that is a business thing. You are making money from it, but it can also be an excuse just to meet others in your community. So if it's something you struggle to do to make new friends and to get time with other people, looking at it from a business angle can help. But, you know, not all of your time needs to be business time. Not all of your time needs to be, okay, how can I make some money today? Sometimes you just need downtime. It could be as simple as joining a local fitness class and, you know, just getting some time with others in the group. Join a local gardening group, a local walking group, running group, arts and crafts classes that isn't crochet. Get some downtime away from your crochet as well. Building this into your day and or even just your week is going to benefit you so that you beat this loneliness feeling, and it does make you more productive when you don't feel lonely. You do need to take a break from your business. You do need to get up and walk away from it for a while, and making sure you have options of spending time with other people away from work is just as important when you're running your own business as it is in the 9-to-5 job. If you do start feeling lonely because you feel isolated because of your business, it's important that you make the effort to just step away. Go and join a local group or a class. And that's going to really, really help combat this feeling of isolation and loneliness that comes with running your own business by yourself. I think it's important that we acknowledge the downsides of doing this, of having your own business, of doing it by yourself, because it's not really honest to just focus on the benefits. We kind of need to be prepared for the downsides as well. Loneliness is one of them. There are a couple of others, but I absolutely agree that the benefits outweigh the downsides. But being prepared for the downsides means that you are less likely to suffer from them once you take that step and are doing this full time by yourself. Being forewarned is forearmed. You can make sure you have a plan so that you do get out and you don't miss others too much. There is a definite, I think, lack of talking about this side of running your own business. But we should be talking about it more. We should be prepared for it. And knowing that this can be a factor helps you plan ahead and deal with it. Knowing that it's perfectly normal to feel this way helps you deal with it. It's not just you. Others will be feeling this way as well. But because we live in a world where we can only talk about the benefits and you get slammed for being negative, people hold it in and pretend that everything is just fine, that it's okay. But it's also okay to not be at 100%. It's okay to acknowledge that this is a thing about having your own business. When you first start having your own business, working from home by yourself, you think, fantastic, I've got all this time, I can get so much done, I'm going to be so productive. The size is going to be great for concentration. And it can, absolutely can. But not for day after day after day. You have to build in something in between so that you don't have absolute silence all the time. So that you break up the work. So that you have something that breaks up this period of alone time. No one can focus 100% of the time. Nobody can be productive 100% of the time. And once this constant quiet, once you've had it for a while, it's like anything. Too much of anything is not a good thing. So you do need to think about this. Because yes, quiet time is fantastic. It can be very productive, help you be very focused, but you're going to break it up. Too much of anything is a bad thing, and the same goes for working alone. You need breaks from it. You need to talk with other people. And sometimes that's not waiting for friends or family to be around. You need other things as well. And especially if they do not understand and you don't feel that they are supportive as they could be, going and finding new groups, new friends, may be on the agenda. Working for yourself has amazing benefits, but there are some downsides as well. Loneliness is one of them, but you do not have to suffer in silence. Your feelings of being alone are very valid, but it's also in your hands to do something about that as well.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.